Hey, Papa Kalen, are you making up a story for us? All right, a story with the moon and the stars. The moon shone so much that it was dazzling. It did not shine with its own light, but reflected that of the sun. She was all round, completely round, like an apple. It was so bright that one could distinguish the craters, the sea of tranquility. Ah, well, I would really like to go there. Where, Papa Kalen? At the Sea of Tranquility. Oh, really? Why? Well, to be a bit relaxed. Papa Kala, compared to the moon, the stars seemed very small, while in fact they were much larger, enormous even. Simply, the fact of being far away gave this optical effect. One day, a star says to another, "Don't you find that the moon is showing off a little?" "How so?" "She acts big. We only see her in the sky, while she's much smaller than us." "Yes, it's true. Now that you say it, I would go to see her more closely so that she is a little less presumptuous." "Yes, I completely agree. I will come with you." "Okay, we'll prepare that. But in the meantime, we must go shine for the inhabitants of the blue planet, otherwise they would be able to lose themselves without us." Other stars heard the conversation and offered to join the journey. They were more than a dozen in all. The stars organized their journey to reach the moon. They prepared their suitcase of toys, their picnic, their...
Papa Kalen,
the stars surely don't take all that to go on a trip.
Ah, yes, that's right, you're right. I got confused with you.
When everything was ready? The trajectories calculated, to avoid another big bang, the moon had lost a bit of its roundness. It looked more like a potato now. The journey was scheduled for about 10 days. The weather forecast predicted full of clouds on Earth, so their inhabitants would not see the absence of a dozen stars. It was better not to attract their attention too much. They are a bit strange, these inhabitants. Came the D-Day, finally rather the night N, but it sounds less good. So, the night of the trip arrived. The stars had a very simple way to travel. They just needed to transform into, shooting stars. They all took their departure to reach the moon. Too bad that the Earthlings could not see the show. It was magnificent. Seeing a dozen shooting stars at the same time and in the same direction would still have been exceptional. The moon, on the other hand, saw the stars coming closer and began to worry about a whole bunch of shooting stars arriving at her at a crazy pace. But, as the stars advanced, they narrowed. The closer they came to the moon, the smaller they were. Arrived near the moon, they had lost their immense size and seemed tiny. The moon asked them what they wanted. Why did they undertake this journey? "We wanted to see you because we had the impression that you were always showing off in the sky, while we are much bigger than you, but we have shrunk during the journey. As a result, we are a little disappointed, and you will surely take the opportunity to show off even more."
"To show off? But why would I show off? I'm just here to light the night for the people down below."
"Really? Well, yes, I do like you. You indicate to them the road to follow, and I light it, with the help of the sun that sends me a little of its light while it illuminates the other side."
Okay. We got it wrong. Sorry.
"It's not a big deal. It can happen." The stars stayed a little with the moon. They discussed and saw all the work that the moon had to do to illuminate the earth. The stars had hidden behind her, so as not to risk being spotted. The clouds, having finally disappeared. If they had fingers, they would be crossed to hope that their absence is not noticed. By chance, new clouds were coming. The stars might resume their journey back. They said goodbye to the moon and went into shooting star mode to return to their starting point. The return journey went smoothly. Each one regained its place and size. All of them began to shine again. They also learned that their absence had gone unnoticed. Fortunately, the stars discussed among themselves and said that they had done well to make this journey. This had prevented them from misjudging the moon, which seemed to be showing off as it worked hard and almost relentlessly to enlighten the Earthlings. It's crazy the trouble that everyone is giving themselves up there for these inhabitants. Who knows if they are informed and grateful? And there you have it, the story of the moon and the stars. See you soon.
Thank you, Papa Kalen. Thank you.